Danny is subject to mood swings, isn't he? Quincy said matter-of-factly. He goes for long periods of time without reacting, then explodes with rage.
You mean the incident with the school lockers?
He's alone a lot.
There aren't a lot of boys in our block the same age.
He doesn't have many friends at school.
He's really into computers.
Mrs. O'Grady, Danny has problems coping. His anger is over-controlled, which I think you realize. He also doesn't have a good support network. And given the issues with your marriage, he's under a lot of stress. Then we get to the issues between him and his father. Danny's mad at Shep, but also intimidated by him. This sets the stage for displaced rage, where Danny takes all that emotion and turns it on someone else. Someone who doesn't scare him.
You mean like two little girls?
Sandy whispered.
Or a cat or dog? Danny has never hurt animals, Sandy said immediately. Becky would never stand for such a thing, and he's very protective of his sister.
It's good that Danny's symptoms aren't that extreme. But he still exhibits some of the warning signs we see in kids prone to do these types of shooting. For his sake, we need to deal with that.
Sandy hesitated. How?
Let's start with Danny's over-controlled rage. He needs to learn to vent his anger steadily and constructively instead of letting it build to dangerous heights. Most experts would recommend daily physical exercise as a starting point.
He's not athletic.
What about a family walk, Mrs. O'Grady? Or some teens like martial arts?
I could look into that. The agent nodded encouragingly. He continued,
Also, for a child like Danny, violent books, video games, and movies aren't appropriate. They only fuel angry thoughts.
Danny's never really been into violent movies. But in all honesty, I don't know what he does on the web.
If you have a troubled son, you need to know what he's reading or surfing on the internet, Mrs. O'Grady. It can make a difference.
Sandy hung her head.